To the South, with love. Listen to Nikki Finney, Chancellor of the Academy of American Poets, alongside 2020 Poet Laureate Fellow Bethann Fennelly and two-time National Book Award winner Jessamine Ward on an episode of the podcast Our New South. Follow and listen to Our New South wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at ncpodcasts.com/OurNewSouth.
This is Cheryl Boyce Taylor reading the poem After Robert Fuller. Will the new Aunt Jemima have dreads? Why did Susan Smith kill her children and blame a black man? Would a black man hang himself from a tree with his backpack still on? Is it justice or revenge we are seeking? What does justice look like? What else can I do to feel safe? Several times a day, I stab my fingertips to threads, looking for something more than blood as a reminder of life. An angry rain whips the window. We lay quiet in bed. Invite Kimiko Han to serenade us with her new poems. When she's done, my lover says, give me something, something to munch on. I offer her my wrist. About this poem. As a community, we were struggling with the COVID pandemic when George Floyd was killed. I thought nothing worse could happen. But sure enough, a few days later, Robert Fuller was found hanging in Palmdale, California. I felt angry and numb all at the same time. As a type 1 diabetic, I test my blood sugar numerous times a day to make sure that my sugar is steady and that I am still feeling and functioning. On this day, I became so filled with hopelessness. The only thing I could do was serenade myself with Kimiko Han's new poems to keep functioning. Out of her voice came such passion and inspiration, I was guided to make a poem for Robert Fuller and in memory of all the young black men and women that we have lost in the past few years.